Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. We would like to welcome you to FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors Command Your Morning. I want to say good morning to everyone that is tuning in. Praise God. I pray that you had a blessed week. My name is Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm standing in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. Praise God, she has allowed me to sit in. So we're going to start our morning, start our Sabbath, start our new week, commanding our mornings, giving God praise, praying prayer requests, standing, adding our faith to yours, and praying for you from an intercessory standpoint. Amen. If you have a prayer request, please go to our Facebook page, Global FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors page, like the page. Also, leave your prayer request. You can tap in during the week and get update scripture. Leave prayer requests. We'll pray for you through the week as well as on Saturday mornings. If you cannot go to the page, please text your prayer request to 847-942-9979. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started right now, and we're going to start by opening up in prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise today. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for all that you've done, O Heavenly Father. Father, if you've done so much for us, Father, you've kept us, O Heavenly Father. Many, Father, made plans, O Heavenly Father, but did not wake up, Father, to fulfill those plans, O Heavenly Father, but you seem fit, Father, to wake us up, O Heavenly Father, and give us another, open our eyes and give us another day, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we ask that this day is meaningful, O Heavenly Father. Father, that we use this day, Father, to praise you. Father, that we use this day to push forth the agenda of heaven. Father, that we use this day to forgive someone and love someone, O Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you, Father. We ask that you continue to guide our steps, O Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, guide our mouths as we commend our morning. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Father, we praise your holy name. Father, we uplift and magnify your name. Father, we give you praise, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father. We praise your holy name, hallelujah. We uplift and magnify your name this morning. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, hallelujah. We give you praise, Father. We love you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Father, as we pray to you this morning, hallelujah. Father, we ask that Holy Spirit just encompasses the atmosphere, hallelujah. That Holy Spirit comes upon us, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Let us give you praise, Father, hallelujah. Let us pray, O Heavenly Father, before your throne, O Heavenly Father, hallelujah. We praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. Lord Jesus, we give you praise today. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We uplift your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for the gift of salvation and redemption. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, thank you that we are joint heirs with you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank the Father in heaven that all things were placed under your authority. Hallelujah. And you and we sit at the right hand of God with you. Hallelujah. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift and magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, word our mouth. So we pray the prayers necessary for change. Hallelujah. In our lives, in our communities, in our cities, in this country, in the world, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that there will be change in our lives, in our homes, in our families, hallelujah. There will be change in our neighborhoods, our cities, our states, our countries, this world, hallelujah, on our jobs, hallelujah, in our children's school, at work, in our businesses. We decree and declare a Holy Ghost shakeup, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and give you praise right now for the answers to these prayers, hallelujah. Father, we decree these words to be so. Father, we cancel out the plans of the enemy, Father. We cancel out, Father, every focus of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, have your way today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to increase, Father, and we ask that you decrease us, Father, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we command our morning today, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that there is a Holy Ghost shakeup. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that there is an immediate shifting, Father, in our lives today, Father. Everything unlike you, O Heavenly Father, is removed from our lives, O Heavenly Father. Every plan, Father, exacted against us, Father, that is not in agreement with you, Father, we decree and declare it right now, O Heavenly Father. Sabotage, removed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up everything of the enemy, every action, every plan, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we arrest right now, Father, every spirit unlike you, Father, that is attached or assigned to our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. The blessing of Abraham, Father, has come upon us, Father, so we are blessed. Everything that we do, Father, is blessed. And I decree and declare it now. Father, I decree and declare phone calls, Father, visits, O Heavenly Father, that will bless us, Father, to come now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Answers, Father, to issues, O Heavenly Father, of our lives are resolved now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone on the line, begin to speak the issues of your life that you are dealing with, that you've been attacked with. I decree and declare right now these issues removed, broken, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the victory now. Thank you for the answers now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, all these words that we have spoken, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we decree them to be so. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Command your morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton, and I just want to thank Apostle. I just want to thank Apostle for allowing me to sit in and cover you guys this morning. Cover the issues that you're facing in life, and even just giving God praise with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we just need to, well, not sometimes, all the time we need to be praising God. Man should never cease to pray, and we should never cease to praising God. The word says that we should labor to enter into his rest, and praise is a part of that laboring to enter into God's rest, that comfortable space where after we pray, we know that the word of God is going to come to pass in our lives at the time that it's needed to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Please send your prayer requests so that we can link our faith to yours, so that we can stand on the law of agreement with you. So please go to the Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and leave your, like the page, please like the page so we can stay in contact with each other. You can stay in contact with us and we can stay in contact with you as we cover your prayer requests and God answers those prayers. We would love to hear the testimony. Praise God. The word says that Satan is defeated by the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of the people. So we love to hear testimony. We love to hear that the laboring of our prayers is coming to pass and how it came to pass and how mighty it came to pass. Amen. If you cannot go to the page and leave your prayer request on the page, please, you can text us and we'll cover your prayers that way. That number is 847-942-9979. So, and you can text anytime. You can go to the page and leave prayer requests. Anytime we monitor the page daily, and again we will leave no prayer requests we will leave no prayer requests without giving it attention. So please go to the page FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, like the page so you can keep up with the ministry. You can keep up with prayers that we just pray over the people. You can see what's going on in the ministry. You can get scripture during the week. You can get fed during the week, amen. Scripture, you can find out when apostle is when she's teaching. You can find out when apostle is doing live shows or even recorded shows on the internet, so you guys again can get fed through the week, amen. I want to go ahead and pray an umbrella prayer for families, community,
Pastor Mel,
families.
Pastor Mel,
ma'am.
Are you? Yes, I'm trying to. I've been. Listen, good morning, everyone. This is Apostle Rosalind. I'm sorry to interrupt him this morning. I wanted to make sure that he's aware that the prayer requests are coming in, and I wanted to be able to specifically start covering these prayer requests as people are responding and looking for us to pray as we have advertised. And so sometimes Radio Land, I know you guys probably didn't understand that we are co-hosting together this morning. So when you hear that mild interruption, I want you to understand that we are trying to navigate many different facets of the radio ministry. And so I'm handling the text messages and the Facebook prayer requests this morning, and we've already begun to receive them. So this is why I kind of paused him just for a minute so that we can get into that. Do you mind, Pastor Mel, if I pray for this pastor that has sent in his prayer request this morning?
No, ma'am. Please, please go ahead. Please, amen. Amen.
This is actually one of the pastors that I cover in Ghana. He has been really, really reaching out all this week, but this morning he sent in a prayer request, and yes, that's what we are, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. And so we cover the four corners of the earth, and I just want to lift them up because they do have such a beautiful faith in God, and I want them to know and hear live that we are linking our faith with theirs and believing God for some miracles on their behalf. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we just thank you for this another day we have never, ever seen before. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, the twins this morning, the twins that you have allowed to enter into our lives and work on our behalf. God, we lift up Pastor Mensa this morning over in Africa, Lord God, who's standing in faith. Lord God, he wants a school van or a bus to be able, not for personal use, but Lord, they run a homeless Bible study for the children, a Bible study made just for them, and they're in need, God, of transportation. They're in need of a van or a bus, whatever you see fit, Lord God, because you know how many children they'll actually have and what will actually be needed. So, God, we release and we command transportation for them today. We release and command in the name of Jesus that they will not have any needs necessary for the ministry of you. God, we pray for their strength through this trying time, the electricity, even when they have the bad rains that impedes them from being able to get online or get on the phones, whatever it is that they're standing in the need of at that particular time. So, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now to release funds, release transportation, release evangelists and bus drivers. God, release every resource that they are in need of right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move by your Spirit. We pull down the strongholds on their behalf. And that, Lord God, when they do get the vehicle, that it won't be attached to a note. Let someone donate it. Let someone be willing to sow into the third world country ministry, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know that you are the author and finisher of our faith. So, Lord God, we just stand in agreement to the will of your word, the will of your way, oh God, on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would just move by your Spirit, that you will allow us, Lord God, to be able to have all that it is that you said we are supposed to have, meaning we are the head, God, hallelujah, and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. God, we are the lender and not the borrower, oh God. Father, we are blessed in this city, blessed in the field, blessed in our coming and in our going. And God, we just decree that. We command it. We are commanding our morning. So we're commanding our morning to be without spot or wrinkle. We're commanding our morning, Lord God, to be at peace and without worry. We're commanding our morning, Lord God, to walk in unity of your heartbeat for us. That means, Lord God, we submit our thoughts to your lordship on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But God, we only want to please you and you alone. Nobody else matters. Nobody else stands, oh God. This is for you. We only factor you into this equation in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now that you've broken every fetter and every chain out of Osha in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless you on today and magnify you and glorify you in Jesus' mighty name. I decree it to be so. We just have a praise for it right here.
Amen. It is so. Amen. It is so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
Does anybody want to be where he is? Pastor Mel, do you want to be where God is? Hallelujah. Tasha Cobb,
yes,
this morning. Hallelujah. We bless God for her anointed ministry. Hallelujah. I just wanted to get that prayer done very intentionally, letting people know that, yes, we're interceding on the spot. As fast as you're sending in your prayer request is as fast as we are going to pray for you, that we will stand in faith for you. So thank you, Pastor Mel, for letting me abruptly interrupt there. You know, co-hosting Radio Land isn't all the time going to be convenient or going to be perfect, but please understand our hearts. Our hearts are after the heart of our King, and so we want to please him. But we are excited for all of you all who are writing in, texting in. Thank you for texting. Send your prayer requests. Somebody's at work right now. Go ahead on, text your prayer request to 847-942-9979. Amen, Pastor Mel?
Amen. Amen. Yes, please send your prayer request in so that we can link our faith to yours, so we can intercede on your behalf. We don't just pray when you send those prayer requests in. We pray for them during the week as well. So please don't hesitate. Don't delay sending your prayer requests. Those should be of the highest priority in your day, in getting your requests and your thanks before God's throne of grace. Amen.
Amen.
Also, if you cannot text those prayer requests in, please go to the our Facebook page, like our page. You can leave your prayer requests there. If you feel a little apprehensive about posting your prayer requests, please inbox us the prayer request as well, and we can still again, intercede for you and take those requests to before God's throne of grace. So again, it's FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. We'd love to get your prayer requests. You like the page, so you can keep up with the ministry. We can keep up with you. And when you get the answers, the manifestation to those prayers, please leave us a testimony. Everything that God does is important. And even the testimony, even you being a witness to your own answered prayers and miracles, blesses us and heaven, because the Bible says that Satan, that dragon, is defeated by the blood of the Lamb, and the blood has already been shed. So now it's time for the testimonies. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
So, amen. So I want to go ahead and just begin to cover people in general. There are many out there that may not send prayer requests in, so we're going to cover some universal issues. In Jeremiah, the word says that God has put us over kingdoms. To tear down, to throw down, to root out, and to build up. So we want to cover the land in prayer. We want to cover the governments in prayer. We want to cover our schools, cities, municipalities in prayer, places of employment. We want to cover those things in prayer. We want to cover those people that need places to stay, jobs, et cetera. Amen.
Pastor Mel, I'm so glad you said that. My job, many of you all know I work for a Christ-centered organization, and they have asked if we will pray. We wrote, we serve, just our demographic real quick, we service underprivileged children in the Inglewood community. So we're writing an iGrant so children can get free eye exams and glasses. Can you please cover that grant that we will get it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It will be my pleasure. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name again. Father, we magnify your name. Father, as we come before your throne of grace, Father, with the issues of life, oh, Heavenly Father, things that need to be done in this earth, oh, Heavenly Father. Father, we just come, Father, with thanks first, Father. We thank you and we praise your name, Father, because your word promised us, Father, that if we believe, Father, we will receive everything that we have come before your throne grace for, that is within your will, Father. So, Father, we uplift, Father, this high grant, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now we decree and declare, O Heavenly Father, that the authors, Father, are favored, O Heavenly Father. They're doing your work in the earth, O Heavenly Father. And Father, they are putting forth a grant, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we are asking for your favor, O Heavenly Father. Father, we're asking that any and all obstacles be blown away, O Heavenly Father. Father, because we want to be seen. We want your glory, Father. There is no doubt, Father, that this is your hand, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Father. They're doing your work. This is work done by saved and anointed men and women of God. Father, the blessing of Abraham is on all of them, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, every endeavor is blessed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that this grant goes through, O Heavenly Father. And it goes through not just through the traditional channels, Father, but it goes through, Father. And there is no doubt that this is your hand. Father, even those that approve the grants, Father, we want them to know, Father, that this is your hand, Father, that has moved this grant from initial stages to completion, Father, to the cutting of the check, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you right now, Father. Bring every child, O Heavenly Father, that needs glasses, Father, in the mighty, or needs eye exams, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be able to participate, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we decree this work to be so in your Son Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just hear you saying, pray for the organization, Father. Father, we uplift the organization, Father, every man and woman, Father, every child, Father, that is involved. Father, just continue to lead them, Father. Father, everything that is unlike you, Father, let it be rooted up now, O Heavenly Father. Father, those that you have seen, Father, and they're walking in their anointing, O Heavenly Father, let their anointing be used, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against every fear, every division, every work that Satan has tried to bring upon this organization, Father, and we call it pulled down. Every stronghold of the enemy, Father, we command it in the name of Jesus, pulled down, Father. Hallelujah, Father. This, everyone in this organization, Father, they will flow together, Father. Hallelujah, Father. There will be a flowing, Father, hallelujah, a building up, Father, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. Father, there will be a growth, Father, with the organization. Father, so that they will be able to many more children, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. They will be a saving mechanism, Father, in these communities, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we decree it so, Father. Let it be now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift, Father. We uplift the communities that we're in, O Heavenly Father. We uplift, Father, the kingdoms, Father, that you've placed us over, O Heavenly Father. We throw down, we tear down every stronghold of the enemy, Father, in these communities today, O Heavenly Father. It is legislated today, Father, in the name of Jesus, that, Father, the kingdoms of the enemy, Father, are thrown down today, O Heavenly Father. And build up, Father, godly kingdoms, Father, in these communities, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We decree and declare that the people are turned around. Father, we ask that you create in the people in this community, clean hearts, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they are healed of mental issues, O Heavenly Father, no matter how they have been brought on, Father. Father, we ask you to forgive them. Father, forgive us of every transgression, every sin, Father, known and unknown, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cleanse them now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Change their hearts and their minds right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, pour into them hearts after you, speak after you, hearts that are hungry after you. Holy Spirit, we are asking for a holy shake-up in these communities in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, send the angels forth, O Heavenly Father, to begin to minister to these people. They are the people that will receive salvation, Father. Father, even a young man came to me last night, Father, said he's tired, Father. He's tired, Father. People are tired, but they don't know what to do, Father. Father, send your ministers out, Father, with a ministering spirit, Father, to minister to these people, Father, that are hungry, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift those, O Heavenly Father, that run municipalities, Father, city councils, cities, Father, the police department, the fire departments, Father. Father, we ask that while they're in those seats, give them an anointing, Father, to do the job, Father, that they're in position to do, Father. Give them patience, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. Let them know that they are there to do your work, O Heavenly Father. Give them a wisdom to do the job, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, surround them with godly counsel, O Heavenly Father, so they will begin to make godly decisions, O Heavenly Father, in the positions that they're in, so that the people, Father, under them, Father, the people that they affect, Father, shall live in peace, Father. Father, we ask that you create in them clean hearts, O Heavenly Father. You forgive them of any and all sins, O Heavenly Father, that they may have committed knowingly and unknowingly, Father. Send your vineyard workers to minister to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you right now, Father. We praise you right now, Father. Father, we uplift those, Father, that are seeking employment, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Father, right now, Father, we loose employment. We loose jobs, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against the fear. We come against fears, Father, that companies may not grow. Father, looking at the bottom line and the numbers showing that they can't hire new hires, O Heavenly Father. Father, we command even the numbers to change, O Heavenly Father. We command a different point of view, Father. Hallelujah, Father, that they see that there is profit in hiring people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because some of the people, Father, that they hire are going to have the blessing on them. Father, some of the people that they hire, Father, are going to be assigned to their company, so the blessing is in operations, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. Father, we want to uplift our children in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. So, Father, we ask that you, Father, even can bless our children, O Heavenly Father. Continue to give them more and more wisdom, Father. Continue, O Heavenly Father, to give the teachers more of an anointing to teach these kids, and a love and a desire to teach these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that is their assignment, Father. Creating them clean hearts, O Heavenly Father. Father, even begin to give them hearts after you so that they can receive your wisdom and pour the wisdom into the children, Father, so that they can teach godly things, Father, instead of ungodly beliefs, Father. They can rely on your wisdom, Father, and not the wisdom of the world that they've been taught, Father. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that our children will be poured into, that they will come into the knowledge of you, O Heavenly Father. Even their desires will change. The musical desire will change. Father, the way they interact with each other and communicate will change, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we uplift your holy name. We magnify your name. Father, we pray over the homes that they live in, the neighborhoods that they live in. Father, we pray over their parents, Father. Hallelujah, Father, that the parents, Father, give the parents wisdom, parental wisdom, so they'll know how to rear the children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know all the components that the parents need, Father. Download those into them now, oh Heavenly Father. Give them a desire, Father, to go to church and get fed so they can feed the children, Father, what they've been fed, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now, Father. Father, we decree all these things to be so. In your Son's mighty name, we say, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And I just want to dovetail that prayer, Lord God, is the teachers are preparing to strike. It's at the cost, God, of the children's education. It's at the cost, God, of the children's safety. It's even at the cost of their nutrition. Lord God, I ask that there will be a quick turnaround in that contract, that the children do not have to suffer and be out of school for days and weeks to come because they cannot properly negotiate a contract quickly. So that's what I release, Lord God, that the strike won't have to go beyond a day. They've had a whole summer and a whole month of September, Lord God, to get business in order. And, Lord, we don't want the children on the street. We don't want the children being killed. We don't want the children being hungry. We don't want the children not being academically supported because of money. So, Lord God, we read the scripture that says, for the love of money is the root to all evil, that sometimes if we just sow into the kingdom through education, Lord God, you will rectify, you will remedy the cost. So I'm asking you, Lord God, to do that by the Board of Education in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, Lord God, let it be executed quickly, Abba Shanda, in the name of Jesus, I pray and decree it so.
And it is so. Thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Again, we want to welcome anybody who has tuned in or anyone that might hear the show later on after it's broadcast. Again, this is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Command your morning. Amen.
Yeah.
Please send us your prayer request. We want to add our faith to yours and pray with you and pray for you. You can text your prayer request now or even during the week to 847-942-9979. That's going to be the ministry line. You can also go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and you can leave your anonymous prayer request there. You can also please like the page so you can keep up with the ministry and that the ministry can keep up with you, continue to pray for you. We post scripture, so we want to see you fed during the week. Amen. I know a lot of us go to different churches, but sometimes we do not get fed the word of God throughout the week. So you can get fed from the page as well as find out when Apostle Overton is speaking, teaching, or even streaming live on the internet. So please join us and get fed throughout the week. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I'm glad you said that because we are gearing up for our consecration for this year, which is coming forth, everybody, September 1st through the 3rd. And I want you to join in with us if you like. We are doing one meal a day. One meal a day for those 3 days. We are celebrating the Hebrew New Year or the Jewish New Year. And if you know anything about the bloodline of Christ, you know we're walking in alignment of the Word of God, not anything we just pulling out of our hip or our own philosophies. No, Follow Me as I Follow Christ is a Bible teaching church. Matter of fact, I will yank licenses if people start teaching their own philosophies and their own thoughts. That's not what we do. We're a Bible-believing church and a Bible-teaching church. And if we can't find it in the Bible, then we will not feed it to you. So if you have more questions about that, feel free to text us at 847-942-9979. And also, as well, if you just want to join in with us, feel free. But send your prayer requests. We are consecrating during that time. We're having a whole prayer summit that Saturday, 8 hours. We will be in prayer. So there's a myriad of things going on over the course of those 3 days to bring in the new year. And I want you to know that this is an opportunity for you to declare double for the trouble. That means two new years in one. We get one in October and we get one in January. Come on. Can I get a hallelujah on that, Pastor Mel?
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Which is the highest praise. So we give honor unto God for revealing things to us. The Bible says to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So the more you study, the more you learn that what they did in those biblical days are things that we've just done away with naturally here on earth these days, you know. And so when Christ's birthday is just when Christ's birthday is. We shouldn't be changing his birthday year after year or Resurrection Sunday. I've just never seen holidays and things vacillate so much. But we do things that are convenient, and we don't do them according to the Word of God. So we want you to know that we're biblically sound, and what we teach and announce over this radio station is in alignment to the Word of God. So I just wanted to put that announcement out there. If you want to send a prayer request during that consecration or even a seed offering, please send it to Follow Me as I Follow Christ. We are at P.O. Box 558394 in Chicago, 60655. So one more time, that's Follow Me as I Follow Christ Outreach Ministry, P.O. Box 558394 in Chicago, 60655. I know the time is drawing nigh. Pastor Mel, was there any other requests that came through before we have to make our exit shortly?
No, ma'am. No other prayer requests. But again, please, if you didn't get your prayer request in during the hour of broadcast, the broadcasting hour, please, as issues, as things come to remembrance, please text us your prayer request. Go to the Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Interact with us, and please leave us your prayer request.
Amen. Amen. Well, that is what we do. We do it on behalf of you. And you can tune in prayer with us if you like every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. We are on 712-432-0111. That access code is 532190. So that is the time that we pray over the prophecies that was given in your life. And they may not have come to pass in quite a long time. We just activate, we just remind God of those prophecies and bring them into under subjection of activation. Because the enemy does what? John 10:10, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God says, I come that you might have life. Hello, somebody. And have it more abundantly. So if your life is not thriving, then we need to help you activate some things in your life. We are so glad that you tuned in with us on today, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. We're so sorry that our time has gone out from us, but we are happy that we had an opportunity just to share our faith and prayers with you. Please continue to support us in prayer. Let people know about our Blog Talk Radio, and that we are on every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. We love you all, and God bless you.
God bless everyone. Have a blessed week. We love you, and we hope to hear from you, and we will see you Tuesday or next week. God bless. Yeah.